Hello, Grinders, and welcome back to the Daily Fantasy Fix Pod. I'm your host, Travis Mangone, here to break down today's slate for you guys. Hope you all had a good Thursday night of NBA action. Mine went pretty well. I actually ended up not playing Russell Westbrook. Had some smart people talk me off it. I really, really wanted to do it, but I ended up getting talked off it, so I was kind of happy about that because I thought he was going to play. I don't know. For some reason, the line, people said, oh, the line this, the line that. I don't know. It seemed like it was fine for him to play because I thought, man, like, this team would just be, would be really bad if they didn't have Russell Westbrook out there. I just, you know, trotting out Raymond Felton and all these other guys. I mean, it just seemed like it would be ugly. So, you know, it ended up working out for me. Didn't end up playing him, went more balanced, and ended up being happy about that. Hopefully you guys ended up jumping off too, because it was something that got more concerning throughout the day without getting news. And that's why just staying up to the news is so, so important in NBA DFS. Now, if you ever followed any of my content around the industry, you know I'm a big narrative guy. I love the narrative streets. And today we have all the revenge, man. Like, this is one of the best revenge slates I feel like I've ever seen. I mean, there's just revenge left and right. It's unbelievable. So I am so excited to see all these players go out there against their former teams and just have at it and go absolutely insane. So it should be a really fun time. Great games to watch, too. Just all-around great narratives, storylines, everything. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. Cannot wait for tonight's slate. Let's kick it off with one of the bigger narratives of the slate. We got the Los Angeles Clippers and the Detroit Pistons. They just had a trade, right? This game is on ESPN. They went out of their way to move one of the games. I believe it was like one of the late games. They moved it up an hour or something. They did something with the time to make sure that this game could be on ESPN, right? They were like, okay, Clippers Pistons is coming up. It was already, I think, going to be the ESPN game, or maybe it wasn't. They switched another game out. They made sure this game's going to be on live TV because, yeah, Blake Griffin against his former team that just shipped him out of town after saying, hey, we're going to sign you to be our franchise guy for a while. That's rough. So you know Blake Griffin is going to absolutely go off here. He is going to go insane and be out for blood. I expect all of the usage for Blake Griffin here in a big game out of him. I would definitely be rostering Blake Griffin. Like him a lot. His price tag too on fantasy draft is nice, 16.2K. He's going to be someone it looks like I pay up for today. On the opposite side, we have other guys with some revenge, but let me talk about the Pistons first and finish up there. Again, Blake is going to be a guy I get in a lot of my lineups. This game is a 219 team total, also a great game to target in general. So yeah, I have to like this one a lot. Definitely going to be a fan of Blake Griffin here today. Let's talk about Drummond. What do we kind of do with him at that price? I think he's a good play. I think he's a guy you can roster, but I don't know. I'm already getting my exposure through Blake Griffin, so I don't think I'm going to go to Drummond, and that's kind of my reasoning. Not saying that Andre Drummond's a bad player or anything, but I'm already going through Blake Griffin, and I'm expecting him to have a ton of usage. So, yeah, I'm going to get my exposure to the Pistons through Blake Griffin, it seems like, today. Ish Smith, you know, the Clippers are not that good against point guard, so Ish Smith would make some sense here. But again, like all these other Pistons, like the Bullocks, the Stanley Johnson, I just don't think I need to go that route today. It's just Blake Griffin for me on the Pistons for all the revenge. Let's go to the Los Angeles Clippers next. So we have Tobias Harris, Avery Bradley. Obviously, they got revenge against the Pistons. They shipped them out of town. So those are two guys that should probably be on our radar a little bit. I think they're okay plays. They're not my favorites, but if I had to pick, I like Tobias Harris's you know, price tag for the amount of upside that he can have. Avery Bradley can be all over the place and kind of be a frustrating roster. So I don't know how I really feel about Avery Bradley. I like the price, right? The price is really cheap around the industry, so I think it's a fair price tag. It's just he does have a wide range of outcomes. The price is way too cheap, so I think at that price, I consider him more of like a cash gameplay, and some of that might end up making my roster, especially on a site like a FanDuel where you have to roster two shooting guards, right? On Fantasy Draft, I don't have to play two shooting guards, but at his price tag around the industry, I think he's in play and more of a cash gameplay for me. I think he's someone that you can use to get exposure to. And then, like, Gallinari, you know, he's actually, you know, he looked pretty good that first game. Maybe it wasn't first game back, but he's looked good since he's been back. I forget which game I watched to him, and he looked really good. Here's his numbers so far. 22.5 fantasy points, 40.3, and 36. I mean, and the minutes are trending upward, right? 25 minutes, 29, 34. Price tag is going up a little bit, though. It's not what it was. It's like $1,000 more than it was in the past. I still think he's an okay play, but I don't know. there definitely is still meat on the bone. You can definitely play him in tournaments. I think he's a fine play, and the Pistons definitely struggle against small forwards, so it makes sense to play Gallinari here. But I don't know. I just don't think I'm going to end up playing him. I think he's still a good play, though. Someone that if you were considering, I would make sure to keep him in your player pool because I think he's a fine play. DeAndre Jordan, I don't need to be playing him here. I don't think it's necessary. I'd rather just play maybe like I'd rather just play the revenge for the funness of it. And I just think Tobias Harris, I like his upside more. And like DeAndre Jordan is more of a guy I roster just when everyone is hurt and out. And at that current price tag, it just, I don't know. He just kind of doesn't seem like he has the upside. It's mainly he shows that upside when all those guys are injured and there's just all the rebounds for him, and then he has to basically put the ball back in the hoop, right? He doesn't just kick it out and then they reset. So I don't know. DeAndre Jordan, I think, is a good fade. For me, it's going to be firmly just Tobias Harris and Avery Bradley. I'm just going to target all the revenge in this game and kind of just call it a day. It's a great game to target, though, at 219 team total. If I didn't play anyone on the revenge side on the Clippers, though, it'd probably be Gallinari, just because there is some meat on the bone at that price. So I think he's a guy that we can definitely look at, too, on the Clippers side. Let's go to the next game. We have the New Orleans Pelicans and the Philadelphia 76ers, a 220.5 team total, with the Pelicans as 5-point underdogs. Definitely something, you know, it's kind of surprising. I mean, not as much because their defense is so bad, but, you know, you would think the Pelicans wouldn't be underdogs because of the amount of talent that they have. But again, the Sixers, they're a pretty good team too. So, and they're home, so that obviously plays into the factor as well. But Joel Embiid, Anthony Davis, battle of, you know, two studs and stars. This will definitely be a fun one to watch. Anthony Davis is seeing an insane amount of usage. Is he a guy that you want to roster? Sure, but I don't know if I'm going to have the money for him today, and especially in a spot against a guy like Embiid. I don't think it's necessary to take that route. I don't think we need to spend the money on a guy like Davis now. Sure, I mean, I've loved him, and I've liked him in the past with the amount of usage he's seeing, but he just doesn't seem to fit this slate. There's also other guys, I think, that are better spend-up options, so I think I'm just going to end up passing on Anthony Davis here. Don't think he's a necessary play. Nikola Mirotic, I think he's fine. He's okay. Right, there's upside at that price tag. It's great around the industry for the most part on most sites. But I don't know. I don't think he'll end up making the cut for me. I think on Fantasy Draft, though, at 12.4K, I think he's definitely firmly in play because of the amount of upside that he can have. I'm going to hit Jrue Holiday up for a little revenge. I don't really like playing this guy a ton, but I like the revenge angle. And on top of that, you know, with Rajon Rondo not being in the starting lineup, we still haven't seen what that is, right? That was something that got announced during the the PPD game for the leaky roof. So we haven't seen what a Jrue Holiday without Rondo lineup is for, you know, the situation that they're in with Anthony Davis and no Cousins. I was playing Jrue Holiday on that day. I was heavily exposed to him. He was one of my highest owned guys that day. So I'm going to go back to the well, especially against the Sixers team where I like to target them with guards. So, yeah, I think Jrue Holiday is probably my favorite play on the Pelicans and, like, the main guy I'm targeting. I like Mirotic. Again, he's got upside at that price, and I think it depends on, like, what site you're at. I think he's a good play. But it's really Jrue Holiday is my, like, probably my elite play, and then my secondary play would be Nikola Mirotic. I'm probably just going to fade Anthony Davis again. I like other, you know, guys to spend up on today, so he's just not going to make the cut for me. And sure, right, you could sprinkle in, like, Etwan Moore. I wouldn't hate that, but it's really going to be Jrue and Mirotic are my two main targets here. Next, we got the Philadelphia 76ers. Joel Embiid, his price tag around the industry was cheap the other day. Right now, he is 17.2K on Fantasy Draft. Let's see his price on the other sites. On DraftKings, he is 9.8K, and then FanDuel, he is 10.4K. So it's gone up a little bit from what it was. Still a pretty good price, though, for a guy like a Joel Embiid, right? Especially on Fantasy Draft. That, you know, you can roster tons of centers, too. That's always great. The question is, against Anthony Davis, do we want to play a guy like Embiid? I lean no, because, again, a lot of spent-up options I already like, and I think there's some good value at center as well. So I don't think I'll be playing Embiid on this slate. He's a guy I think I'm just going to end up fading and hope it doesn't burn me too much. If I do play any of these Sixers, who do I play? That's kind of what I'm going back and forth on here, and I really think it's going to be through Covington and Saric. Those are kind of the two guys. I like Saric. I think he's a guy that can you know, put up a lot of points you know, on almost any slate. He's just a very talented player, but we like to target New Orleans with three-point shooters, especially on the wing. Like, and a guy like Covington, too, he's another guy that can do that. Like, those two guys, you can just put up a lot of threes and get like just a lot of peripherals, rebounds and steals and stuff like that in this fast paced, sloppy game, right? Pelicans are really not that great on defense. Both teams play at a really high pace, and I kind of say sloppy game because of the high pace, and I probably more so mean to say in this high paced game. So I'm probably confusing you guys here, but when these games are such like back and forth, 220 team totals, like the thing with that is there's tons of steals to go around. You know, guys are just running up and down the court, just chucking up threes. And sometimes there's just sloppy play that leads to just extra free fantasy points and just more opportunities. So that really fits guys game like Saric, Covington, even a JJ Redick, it could help too. So I kind of think that if I play any Sixers, those are the guys I would key in on here in this spot and kind of call it a day. Because again, we like to target the Pelicans with wing players that shoot three-pointers, and that fits most of them pretty well. All right, let's go to the next game. 214 team total, the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Atlanta Hawks. And the Cavs are only 1-point road favorites, but the reason why is this team has, like, nobody left, it seems like. I'll read you their... This is their available roster right here, the guys that they have left. LeBron James, Jose Calderon, who was currently announced the starting point guard today, which should just tell you everything right there. Jeff Green, John Holland, Kyle Korver, CeeDee Osman, London Perantes, J.R. Smith, Tristan Thompson, and Ante Zizek. LeBron James is going to probably be in for a massive game. He's going to have to do all the heavy lifting. You also have to think about it like this. Yes, LeBron has not been as good recently, except that Minnesota game where, went absolutely nuts. But he's going to have all this usage. It's going to be insane. And you got to think, after making those trades, that's going to have to, light a flame in you and kind of get you excited for, like, this fresh beginning, right? It's just like a start of something new, pretty exciting. So I could totally see LeBron just having this, massive game and just going out there and doing, like, the, heavy lifting like he should. It seems like in the past he hasn't really been excited to play and just kind of been dragging. I expect him to be, pretty pumped for this game, even though it's the Atlanta Hawks, and just excited to move on from the mess that they've been in. So LeBron James is my favorite spend-up option. He's the guy that you want on your teams, I think. I get it. There's a guy like Jimmy Butler who's going to be in the revenge spot who I want too. So, on a site like FanDuel where you can only pay for two small forwards, can I afford a Jimmy Butler and a LeBron James together? That's the first thing I thought of when I was thinking about FanDuel, basically. On Fantasy Draft, you don't have that problem. So, hey, head over there and play that. You can play both those guys. But it's definitely something that's going to be concerning as I'm building my rosters, especially like adding another guy like a Blake Griffin, right? Those are three stars I want today. I want Blake Griffin, I want Jimmy Butler, and I want LeBron James. Can I fit them all on my teams? I don't know. It's going to be very difficult. And is it worth it for getting all the value that we're going to have? So, yeah, just kind of to, button it up about LeBron James. Of course, he's a great play. If I have the money, I will spend up on him. He's one of my favorite spend-up options. If I am spending at the top, that's the guy I want to do it with. But it just depends on roster construction. But I personally like to build with the value from the start with the value, fill in the good value plays, and then go up. So I'm not someone that like mashes in like the top guys and then go down to the values. I think the values are more important. So I'll do it that way. And hopefully LeBron ends up fitting my lineup because this is a great spot for him. This is one of the better spots he's probably had all year, especially against an Atlanta Hawks team that's terrible. So I have to like LeBron here in this spot. Other guys to like, Tristan Thompson, he's a good value. I think he's someone that we can get exposure to. I don't know much about this Osman guy, but he's kind of popping for me. So I think he's in play. Again, I really don't know much about this guy. He's just, I don't know. Ugh, he's really cheap, I know that. So I'm guessing he'll get some minutes. Last game out there, he got 21 minutes, had 14.8 fantasy points. So I'm sure he's going to have to get some type of run out there. But again, most of these Cavs are going to be in play because they don't have a lot of guys. So the roster is very depleted right now. So people are going to have to get run. I like Tristan Thompson, though. J.R. Smith, too, if you need a cheap shooting guard. I think he fits well. Jeff Green, he's a guy that we've seen when he gets a nice usage off the bench, he can go off. I'm sure Jeff Green is going to get a nice usage off the bench here. It makes sense. Even a Kyle Korver, like all these Cavs are in play. They're just such a depleted roster. You're going to have to consider them and just see how it fits your lineup. That's enough about the Cleveland Cavaliers. Let's talk about the Atlanta Hawks and what do we want to do with them here in this spot. Yeah, so, for wanting to play all of these Cavaliers, you'd think we'd want to run it back with a Atlanta Hawk, right? If I ran it back with a Hawk, I think it's Kent Bazemore mainly for, and I know this is totally going to go overlooked, but Kent Bazemore and LeBron James don't like each other. They are definitely not fans of each other. They've had clashes in the past. Bazemore, it's like a long story, but Bazemore is the reason why, like, Steph Curry is, part of the Under Armour brand instead. And LeBron was pretty mad about that. And these guys have gone at it before. So, I've had some words for each other. But I just like Bazemore's price, and I like how he has upside. So I think he's, if you ran it back with anyone, he's the guy I would run it back with. Or maybe even a Dennis Schroeder. Reason to run it back with a Dennis Schroeder is because Cavaliers have been really bad against point guards, and, you know, the current situation they're in on this exact game, they haven't fixed their point guard situation yet. When George Hill gets there, that'll obviously help it, and, like, all the new guys, that'll help the situation. But as of right now, they are still not good against the point guard, and I could obviously see a guy like Dennis Schroeder being a good guy to run it back with. Those are the main two guys I would target, and that's normally what I do with the Hawks. Those are the two guys I look at. They have the most upside. They get the most usage. They're like the two guys that you want on the Hawks. So if you run it back with anyone, those are the two to really look at. All right, next game, Indiana Pacers, Boston Celtics, and man, after those three games that we talked about, this one seems like a really boring one and one that I really don't want to play. And honestly, I might kind of cross it off. 205 total. Like, who do I want on the Pacers side of the ball? I know Darren Collison's out, but, like, I haven't really gotten excited about the Corey Josephs, right? I haven't gotten excited about the Joe Youngs. They haven't been fun rosters. Victor Oladipo, sure, right? He's a good play in general, but why would I pay for Victor Oladipo when I have all these other studs I can pay for? I think on fantasy draft, it's a real conversation because he's 13.8K, right? That price tag is way too cheap. It's not with the other stars like it was in the past. On DraftKings, we got Oladipo at 8K. Still 8K, it's just like, rather play Blake, rather find a way for Jimmy Butler, 9.7K on FanDuel for Victor Oladipo, that's insane. So again, if you want to play Victor Oladipo, fantasy draft's the way to go. Go over there, 13.8K, I think that price tag is fine, you can definitely get away with it over there. Perfectly good value, like him there. Again, it's Boston Celtics, I don't like targeting the Celtics, but I just think he's really underpriced over there, especially with no Darren Collison. So I think he's a fine route to go. And you can pair him up with a Miles Turner. We know the Celtics struggle on the boards a little bit. Miles Turner could be a good guy to go, but I don't like getting too much exposure against a Boston Celtics defense. It's one of the best in the league. And I think fading the Pacers is a fine play today. The only thing I would do is on fantasy draft, Victor Oladipo, 13.8K. He's in strong consideration because that price tag is just way too cheap compared to the other sites. So he's firmly in play for me. Let's look at the Boston Celtics. They're favorites, but do I really want to play these guys? They're starting to get a little bit healthier, and with all the pricing and them being priced up, I don't know. I just don't think I need to play any Celtics here. I think if I fade them, I don't think it'll burn me at all. Sure, right? We like to target the Pacers with, centers. Al Horford could obviously have a good game, but again, I think I'm paying down at center today. It doesn't seem like I need to be paying in this mid-tier. I don't know. I just think I can pass on a guy like Al Horford. Don't need to be like Kyrie. These other wing players like Tatum and Brown, they're still a little bit priced up for what was going on. I just don't think they're necessary today. So I'm going to pass on them. This game is pretty much a cross-off except Oladipo on fantasy draft for me. Because again, we have a lot of good games coming up. This is a 9-game slate, and we already talked about a couple that we liked. Actually, three that we liked, and we still got a couple more that are really good. So again, Oladipo just because of the price on fantasy draft, and we can move on. Next game, Denver Nuggets and the Houston Rockets, 222 team total. Man, this game, again, reason why I didn't like the last one is we have this game on the slate. This is one that, say we didn't have a lot of these other games, I mean, this would be a headline game of the slate if it was the only, high total. For good reason, right? Not only the total, but this is a battle of two teams in the West, two really good teams as well, and we expect them to run their starters out there a ton. Just they all have really talented players. I mean, this is a great spot. Like James Harden and Chris Paul, I think they're both really good plays. They're both in play. It stinks because I kind of just want to run James. I don't really want to run James Harden because it looks like I really want to run LeBron James instead of those guys. Like same with the Chris Paul. I think he might miss the cut for me, and it really stinks that that's the case, but I don't know. I just don't think it's going to, happen for me. Again, I'm also different than others. I don't play, 20 lineups, 50 lineups. I play like a cash lineup and a tournament lineup on each site, and I, put a bunch of money on each one and kind of call it a day. I don't really go crazy with my, exposures. I don't work in the Roto Grinders lineup builder. I think it's a great tool, and I use it for other stuff like golf and whatnot, but I just can't roster all these guys, and I just don't think James Harden is going to make my list, but I think he should make your list if you're playing a lot of teams. I think James Harden is probably the guy I would rather But you can make the argument that shooting guard is very, has a lot of depth today with guys like J.R. Smith and Kyle Korver just being really good values, that you could end up going at Chris Paul instead. I think it just kind of depends on how your roster construction fits. They're both great plays. You can play any of them. We looked at injuries on the Rockets because I kind of didn't bring them up and what they're dealing with. But we have Eric Gordon. He is currently, questionable for this game. We don't know if he's going to play, so stay. Keep an eye on that. Trevor Ariza, they said he'd be out until they got back home. They are back home, so we don't know. We kind of have to wait and see. Same with Ryan Anderson. He was out last game. We don't know if he's out this game. So that's, again, something we have to wait and see on. So, wait and see with those injuries, because if those guys are out, that could definitely affect and make some guys pretty good fantasy options. What about the Denver Nuggets? Are there guys we want to get exposure to? Like, Jokic is the first guy that pops up. Yes, Clint Capella is a good player in general, but this is Jokic. He's a beast. He's a really good player. He can have big games, especially in these type of spots against, really good teams. They need their star to really perform. And Jokic has a really nice price on Fantasy Draft. He's only 16K. I think he's a guy that where you can get him cheap, you end up going to him. Like, FanDuel, I don't think you need to play him over there. Just a little pricey for my liking. DraftKings, we have his price at 8.9K. I think it's in play, but I like him more on Fantasy Draft at the 16K price tag. But Jokic is still a fine play and someone that you can consider on this slate. Also, we have the Cleveland Cavaliers starting official lineup, I believe, here. At least it came out on RotoGrinders, so I'm assuming this is official. Tristan Thompson, LeBron James, Jose Calderon, CeeDee Osman, and J.R. Smith. So those are the starters for the game for the Cavaliers. All right, so back to the Nuggets side, talking about that a little bit. Again, I like Jokic. I think he's a guy that you can play. There's no more Moutier there, right? They did trade Moutier. He was getting some minutes here and there. I mean, he wasn't getting, a ginormous amount of them, but there are still some guard minutes to go around. I think Jamal Murray is a guy I like. Even a Will Barton, I think this is a good spot for him. Problem is his price. You kind of have to compare. It's I think the best way to play Will Barton and Gary Harris, if you just did this throughout the year, you'd be fine, is just buy low on them where you can get them cheaper. For instance, on FanDuel, Gary Harris is like $1,000 less than Will Barton. So just go Gary Harris instead. They're both similar. They're not similar players, but they both have, one guy's more of an upside play, like a Will Barton. But I feel like they both can have really good games. It just kind of depends on the day and who's doing better. And some matchups are better for others. I think if I had to pick, say that they were the same exact price, I like this matchup more for Will Barton. He thrives in these fast-paced, up-and-down games where, points need to be scored. Gary Harris is definitely needed on the defensive end, and he can get buckets too, but we know Will Barton can be a real spark plug for a team. So if you force me to pick, and they're the same price, I like Will Barton, but I don't mind just buying low on the price tags where they are cheapest. Also like Jamal Murray, though, too. Mainly those are the four guys I'm keen in on: Jokic, Murray, Barton, and Harris. I don't think I need to mess around with any of the other bench guys and whatnot. I think it's fine just to kind of key in on those guys and kind of call it a day. Play two on Nuggets and then maybe run it back with like a couple Rockets and give yourself a nice little mini game stack. Next game, we got the Milwaukee Bucks, the Miami Heat, 198 team total. Man, so this is the Dwayne Wade, a little bit of narrative street here. He's returning back to Miami finally. Is he in for a big game? I don't know. Will he get a ton of minutes? I don't know. I think it's one of those things that I don't have to speculate here. I don't have to sit here, on this podcast and go, will Dwayne Wade do well or will he not? If he's projected to get like 30 minutes or something insane, sure, right? It's interesting. But I know that the beat writers will probably get us the news. They'll say, okay, Dwayne Wade is going to play X amount of minutes today, just so everyone knows. Like, we'll get that news ahead of time, I believe. So I know this game is, listed at 8 o'clock, but I have faith that the beat writers will get us that news. If they don't, I don't think I need to mess around with Dwayne Wade, but there is injury news that could obviously help him out, right? Kelly Olynyk being ruled out, and then Wayne Ellington being questionable is the key one for Wade, so that could obviously be big for him. Could be in the starting lineup, and Wade, if he got like 25 to 30 minutes, I think he's interesting, I think he's fine, but I don't know if I need to go that route on this slate. I think there's already way better value plays, so I don't think at the shooting guard position, so I don't think I have to play him, but just be on the lookout for that. I think that's important, but this is a game I want to stay away from. 198 team total, not a lot of appeal. I get it injury wise Kelly Olynyk being out obviously helped guys like Bam. I know Luke Babbitt's going to be available, so curious what kind of minutes he gets, see if that cuts into anyone in the forward spot. But Yeah, I don't know. James Johnson, I don't think I need to go that route. Or Whiteside just seems like a good fade spot for me on the Heat and the Bucks. Even the Bucks, I didn't talk about them a ton. But Heat are a good defensive team. Just don't think I need to play any of these guys. Sure, they have Giannis. He's a star. He can go off at any time. But I'd rather invest my money in these other stars I've already discussed. So I'll pass on Giannis and this entire game. Let's go to the next one. Charlotte Hornets, Utah Jazz. 206.5 team total. Definitely a game that we have to be, thinking about fading, in my opinion. Maybe not fading, but not having as much interest in. It's one of the more least appetizing games on the slate. Dwight Howard, he's been really good, I get it, but going against a Rudy Gobert, I will pass. Rudy Gobert's price is really nice on fantasy draft, 12.6K, I don't hate that, but again, not the easiest matchup against Dwight Howard. I know Nurkic just went off against him, but that price tag is not the, not the greatest, so. I think fading those centers is fine on this slate. Don't need to kind of play any of them. There's other centers I already like. I talked about a Tristan Thompson. I think his price tag is just going to be kind of too cheap today. Even a Greg Monroe, if he gets minutes. I didn't mention him, but if he got minutes, it'd be interesting. I don't know if he will. Probably being ridiculous for saying that. But again, I don't know. Yeah, that was probably a dumb comment. Don't need to worry about Greg Monroe unless we're told he gets a crazy amount of minutes, but that's not happening. Let's be serious. It's Tristan Thompson. He's the chalk today. He's the guy I'm going to be playing for sure. But Dwight Howard, price tag is cheaper, but I don't know. I just think it's fine to fade him and kind of call it a day on him. Marvin Williams getting a little bit of revenge against the Utah Jazz. Nope, I will pass on that, but I had to bring it up, right, with all the narratives that we have today. I figured it was, worth mentioning, as we get ready for one of the big revenge spots coming up here. Kemba Walker's been really good. I get it, but again, I just think it's a pass spot. I don't need to play any Charlotte Hornets. If I did play anyone, I guess it's Dwight Howard. I guess I'm paying up for him just because of, he's cheaper than he has been for some reason. I know the matchup's tough, but again, I'm just fading this spot. Don't need to. Same with the Utah Jazz. Don't think they are necessary at all. I know Ricky Rubio has been incredible. I get it. I'll just read you the game log because it's pretty crazy what he's been doing for this team. He also costs a ridiculous amount all throughout the industry. 48 fantasy points, 38, 47, 40, 45. I mean, it's really tough to pass on that. I said it last podcast. I'll say it again. If you've been playing Ricky Rubio, continue to play him. You've been winning money for it. You are very lucky that you got on board on time. I did not, so I'm just going to keep fading. I don't think it's necessary at that price. I think he's way too overpriced, and I just don't think I need to take that route today. On fantasy draft at 13.3K, Ricky Rubio is way too cheap, so I get it over there. But on other sites, I think it's a fine pass spot. So I'll pass on Rubio and kind of call it a day. Don't need to really look at these guys. Let's go to the next game, a way more appealing game. I don't think I have a total yet here on that game, which is odd to not have a total on this game. But Minnesota Timberwolves and the Chicago Bulls. No total here for you guys for some reason, but this is a game where we got all the all the revenge coming here. So let's talk about the Minnesota side first. I'm just going to read you Jimmy Butler's quote. I'm just going to leave this here. This is what he said when he was asked about playing the Chicago Bulls. He was asked this earlier in the season. He said, but I got that game marked on my calendar. He added, February 9th, baby. I'm back. Oh, man, they better hope I go 0 for 30. The fact he's talking about taking 30 shots is insane. Because every basket I score, I'm looking over at the bench and I got something to say. But I'm so happy to be here. Sometimes you just got to appreciate it, man. So I think he's pretty happy with where he's at, but he is definitely out for revenge here. He does not like Fred Hoiberg. It was basically a decision, will you take Jimmy Butler or Fred Hoiberg? And they said, we're going to side with Fred Hoiberg. So you have to like Jimmy Butler here in this spot. He's going to be one of my favorite pay-up options on the slate. I get it. I like LeBron too, right? C.D. Osman is going to be a good value play. He's another guy I think that's in the consideration. But I'm going to have to decide between Butler and LeBron. It's going to be annoying. Or Butler, LeBron, and Osman on FanDuel. I talked about that decision the other day between Westbrook, Curry, and Ulis. But I think it's really just in play. Like, those are my three favorite small forwards. I play a lot of FanDuel, so that's why I kind of, whenever I see, like, just three guys that I think are, like, really good plays, I kind of get stuck. I'm like, oh, I have to, like, talk about this and just figure out, like, that's going to be a big decision for me on the day. And that's, again, going to be a big decision for me on the day. Again, over on Fantasy Draft, you can play Butler and LeBron and then get in those value plays very easily. So But I love Jimmy Butler here again. Also, wanted to note with Jimmy Butler, this dude, like, it's like well documented that he listens to Taylor Swift, and like, you know, you have to think about it like this, like, Taylor Swift, like, always has like all this like revenge and like writes songs about all these dudes, like, you got to think a guy that listens to Taylor Swift is gonna be very vengeful and want to like go out and just absolutely destroy. So have to love Jimmy Butler here. He's going to be my favorite guy on the Timberwolves. Also got Taj Gibson for a little bit of revenge. I think he's a fine option. You know, if you need a nice cheap value from this game and you feel like you're missing out, I think he's an okay route to take. So yeah, don't hate him. You know, it's a fast-paced game. The Bulls are a team that have been, you know, playing up in pace a ton, so I think he's fine. Andrew Wiggins and Jeff Teague, I don't really need to think I need to go that route today. I do think there are okay plays, but again, I think I'm already getting my exposure through with Jimmy Butler. But if you want to go, you know, for one of these guys for cheap, I'd probably go Jeff Teague. Teague's been pretty good. I know Tyus Jones has been good lately, too, and I like what he's been doing. I think he's really good basketball player, and honestly, I think he should be in there over Teague just for defensive purposes. But yeah, I don't know. Teague is just you know, the Bulls have just been so bad against point guards, and I think Teague could be an interesting value play that we consider too. Wiggins, I just don't think will be getting the shot attempts with Jimmy Butler there. That's the problem. So don't think I need to go that route. Karl Anthony Towns, if you want to spend up, I wouldn't hate it. I wouldn't talk you off it. It's not like the Bulls are good at defending you know, centers or anything. So I think Towns is a good play. If it was between like him and like a Dwight Howard or something, right, I'd probably go for a Towns, but I'd probably just find the money, you know, from Dwight to go up to Towns or go up to a Jokic. I just think those are two really good spend-up options today, Jokic and Towns. So, yeah. Again, Jimmy Butler's my main target on the Timberwolves, a guy I want to get a ton of exposure to, and then I don't mind mixing and matching some of these Timberwolves here and there because, again, this game total hasn't came out yet, but I'm sure it's going to be a high one today. The Chicago Bulls now, they're still dealing with some injuries. Obviously, things to talk about. We have a guy like Jerian Grant, who on FanDuel specifically is way too cheap. His price tag is, you know, I think it's 5.2. What is it again? Pulling it up now real quick. Yeah, 5.2K, just way too cheap for him over there. So I like him as a value. Even 9.5K on Fantasy Draft, I think that's a good value play over there. Let's check the DraftKings price tag. Grant is 5K, so yeah, I like that price on him. Just, you know, going to see a good amount of minutes and whatnot. Against the Timberwolves team, it's not that great against the point guard. I think he's a good play, so I'm going to consider on this slate for sure. With Mirotić being shipped out of town, right, there's a totally new situation going on here. So Lauri Markkanen, he was not getting a ton of run because he was out, right, out on paternity leave. I think this is a great spot to buy on Lauri Markkanen. We know he liked to, you know, take players against the Timberwolves that can shoot well, you know, kind of like, you know, forwards or centers that like can shoot the three ball because they have a hard time defending it. Lauri Markkanen, I think, is a fantastic play here. A guy that I think is going to be a nice low-owned tournament play that no one will buy in on. Everyone's been all over by Bobby Portis, and for good reason. The guy's been a beast. But Lauri Markkanen being back is going to cut into Portis' production, and he's going to get his minutes, and I think this is a great Markkanen spot. Love him in tournaments. Someone that I would want to get exposure to for sure. And then, hey, Zach LaVine for a little revenge on the opposite side. Can't forget him, you know, in the revenge narrative. Guy that they drafted, and they kind of just shipped out of town. So, yeah, Zach LaVine, I think he's someone that you can obviously consider too. Problem is the price tag is definitely up around the industry. I mean, 7.2K on FanDuel. On Fantasy Draft, you get Zach LaVine for, let's see. Actually, I'll do DraftKings first. DraftKings, you get Zach LaVine for 6.1K. Like that way more than the FanDuel price tag. I think he's more of a play over there. And then on Fantasy Draft, we got Zach LaVine's price at 11.7K. So yeah, I like that a lot more over there. So DraftKings and Fantasy Draft is where I would probably buy more on Zach LaVine. But I think he's firmly in play. And hey, little revenge always helps out. Other than that, like, not going to play Robin Lopez, you know. Sure, Jamal Crawford's got some revenge. No thanks. We don't need to play him today. You know, Justin Holiday, I don't think we need to go that route today. I think there's just already good plays. And again, I like Markkanen. He's the guy I love on the Bulls in tournaments. I think he's very interesting. But on to the next game. We got the last game of the slate. This is a late night hammer, too, hour after all the games. Portland Trail Blazers and the Sacramento Kings, 218 total. Man, this is really a game I don't think I need to play at all. I played Damian Lillard yesterday. Kind of disappointed me. Pretty annoyed about that. Sure, right? If you want to play Damian Lillard here or CJ McCollum, the Kings are terrible against guards. I get it. But I don't think I need to on this slate. I think there's already good enough plays. I'll pass on all the Trailblazers. They're a fade for me. Sacramento Kings. Zach Randolph revenge, right, against the Trailblazers. Totally kidding. But I don't think I need to play him here. Or Cauley Stein. I think they're unnecessary. If I played anyone on the Kings, they just shipped George Hill out of town. That's going to help a De'Aaron Fox or a Bojan Bogdanovic. I think those are two guards that you can consider as value plays. But I don't think I need to play them on this slate. If you like them, I'll give you the rousing endorsement by saying, yes, they're fine plays in their situations, but there's already other plays I like. If they're in your player pool and you already have them, I don't like talking people off of guys that they already like if I think they're good plays. Just because they don't make my roster doesn't mean they can't make yours. So if you like them, I think you can go ahead and play those guys. Other than that, though, I think this is a game that we don't need to be really getting a ton of exposure to, in my opinion. Sure, it's a 208 team total. That's not a bad total for a Kings game, but I'll pass on this game. Other than that, thanks a lot for joining me, guys. That's about it. That'll do it for the slate. I think it's a pretty fun one. All the revenge, don't forget that. It's going to be a good time. It'll be fun watch tonight. Should be a lot of good highlights to see, too. So sure, there'll be a lot of back and forth between some players and other teams. So that'll be a lot of fun. The last time we had one of those, it was Blake Griffin against the Clippers. And, man, Chris Paul against the Clippers, and that was a fun one. If you have any questions, give me a follow on Twitter at Travis Mangone. It's TravisMangone. Again, TravisMangone. Give me a follow on Twitter. Always happy to answer some questions for you as close to lineup lock as I can. And, if you have any general strategy, stuff like that, always happy to do that as well. And just talk DFS because I love talking about it. It's a lot of fun. Again, that for me, Travis Mangone, I am out.